Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, this was certainly shocking news to get this weekend. Friends star Matthew Perry was found dead in his hot tub at the age of 54.
So young.
I know so many people were affected by this because it kind of feels like we've all lost somebody that we all know because Friends was such a massive show. Mm-hmm. So authorities reportedly found him unresponsive about around 4 p.m., they're speculating that it's due to cardiac arrest, although there's not an official cause of death out yet. And there were no signs of foul play and there were no drugs nearby in his house, which a lot of people were speculating about. I got a lot of DMs of people talking about his addiction to drugs and alcohol. And so they thought maybe that could be a cause, but it kind of seems like they're alluding to the fact that that possibly wasn't one of the causes in all the news stories that I've read. I know he's been very open about that struggle. So a lot of people, I think, are very heartbroken from that standpoint anyway. But I was really heartbroken to find out that his parents are still alive, too. I mean, there's no pain like losing a child before you've passed. And I just know that this death is affecting a lot of people this week.
Yeah, he struggled with addiction most of his life. In fact, I think he had a book that came out not that long ago where he talks about this. Look, most 54-year-olds just don't pass away in a hot tub. And even if there aren't drugs next to the hot tub, there are plenty of prescription drugs in the house. So who knows what we're going to find out over the next couple of weeks. But either way, it's tragic. 54 years old.
Well, from what I understood, and like after they did the Friends reunion, which was a huge deal not that long ago, and he did have the book come out and detailed like when he got prescribed Vicodin, and then he was like, oh, I love the way this makes me feel. And then he became addicted to it. And we saw the addiction on when you watched Friends because he got so thin. And also, you know, his addiction to alcohol. So from what I've read, he had gotten himself clean and was doing better, but that does damage to your body when you abuse a substance for so long. It just weakened his heart and he did have a heart attack in the hot tub. And that's all speculation. We're just going to have to wait and see because it's still an open investigation into his death.
And I know with some of these pain meds also, because I've told you guys before, my ex-wife was hooked on them for quite a while. You're not allowed to take them one more time after that. It becomes exponentially dangerous if you try it once or twice again. So, right, you said this is all speculation at this point. We won't know anything for days, but either way, it's at the end of the day, it's a really sad story.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, it can affect your body in so many harmful ways, but it's also interesting to see how substances can affect people differently just based off their genetics. I mean, last week we talked about Tommy Lee, who's been through the same thing. He said he did a full body scan and all the doctors say he's normal. So it also just also comes down to, your genetics and how it affects that too.
Like, I think like a majority of people, when I say I gasped. Like I woke up because I went to bed early Saturday night and that's when the news had broke. And I woke up Sunday and I grabbed my phone and that's like, I open Instagram and that is the first thing that popped up and I couldn't believe it.
I had a different response and I hope this doesn't sound crappy. Yeah, it was shocking, but I wasn't shocked.
Oh man, I was.
No.
I was shocked.
It seemed like he was doing so good and he had just gotten his stuff together.
My brother texted us and we thought it was, not that it was a joke, but we were like, where are you getting this information from? So then we immediately got on the internet and saw that it was real, which was very shocking for us. Okay, somebody who's been having a couple of hard weeks is Justin Timberlake, and Lance Bass wants us to take it a little bit easier on him. Somebody came up to Lance Bass and wanted like those impromptu, iPhone interviews, and Lance Bass had this to say about the fans that are not being so forgiving of what Britney Spears is describing in her new memoir, The Woman in Me.
Everyone has their own opinion. I just feel like the world is so full of hate right now that we need to practice a little forgiveness. Britney did, so let's take a note from her. Look, everyone deserves to tell their story. She did, and fans can, again, find some forgiveness.
Oh, Justin is having a tough couple of weeks. Cry me a river!
Well played.
Thank you.
That was good. I love the pun.
So I know he's like, there are plenty of people that are really trying to cancel him right now. He's 42 years old, and all this stuff happened when he was 17, 18, and 19 years old, right?
I don't know how. I don't know if how old were they?
19 and 20.
Okay, yeah. 19 and 20. Yeah. I'm glad that there is nobody writing a book about me in my 20s, because it would be ugly as well. You're just such a different person. I mean, you did what you did, that's for sure. But man, he is taking heat. I think one of you guys told me he turned his comments off on Instagram because they were so nasty.
Yeah, he turned his comments off. And I do agree, like, you know, obviously you're a very different person at 19 than you are in your 40s. God, I hope to God. Odd that you are. But I mean, you still have to have some accountability for what you did. And I think until you read the book, Bert, and hear what he actually did, you're going to have to reserve judgment on Britney's stance coming after him. I'm going to read the book. My friends who have read the book are like, it's worse than you can imagine.
Yeah, it's not just if it were just he cheated on her quite a few times, I'd be like, well, people are young and dumb and that happens and we can move past it. For me, it's more slandering her name and what happened after it so that he could capitalize on the fame and sell Justified when he was 21.
I see.
And so it goes beyond, and he's still young. Like, I would still give him that. Mm-hmm. He had an entire team around him who got in on that. So who knows? Maybe they pushed him to do it, and I could give him the benefit of the doubt. But still, there was this woman he loved. They lived together. She became pregnant with his child, and then he smeared her name to the point where entire stadiums were booing her just for attending a basketball game. So that's the part that's icky to me. And then when they're like, oh, can everyone just grow up and move on? No, we cannot.
Celebs are taking time out of their own shows to honor Matthew Perry after his passing. I'll share some clips with you on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.